pro-government Turkish newspaper, China Committing Genocide Against Uyghurs. By Francis Martel on January 15, 2019. The fervently pro-government Turkish newspaper Yeni Şafak published a column by its editor-in-chief İbrahim Karagül on Saturday accusing China of genocide against its Muslim Uyghur population. A significant deviation from the silence typical of the Muslims world in light of China's decision to force millions of Uyghurs to renounce their faith in internment camps. Karagül lists China among other nations such as the United States, Russia, and the member states of the European Union as carrying on a global war against Islam. Human rights researchers estimate that the Chinese communist regime has forced between 1 and 2 million Muslims, most ethnic Uyghurs, but also Kazakhs and Kyrgyz people, into their camps, which Beijing calls vocational training centers but survivors say are more akin to concentration camps. Camp survivors say government officials torture them to force them to renounce Islam, worship Communist Party leader Xi Jinping, learn Mandarin, and memorize communist propaganda songs. The most recent report suggests that China has begun equipping the camps with factories where prisoners are forced to work without pay. The Uyghurs are a Turkic people who speak their own Turkic language, arousing the concern of the Turkish government. While Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan referred to the abuse of Uyghurs in their native province, Xinjiang, as genocide a decade ago, Erdogan has since signed up to Beijing's Belt and Road Economic Program and ceased criticizing the Communist Party's documented abuse of Muslims. The column appearing in Yeni Şafak, which has a record of strictly keeping in line with the opinions of Erdogan's Islamist Justice and Development Party, AKP, may signal that Ankara is more displeased with the internment of Muslims in the region than Erdogan has let on recently. In a column titled in part, "The Struggle of Both Turkestan, Central Asia, and Palestine is Ours," Karagül urges Muslims to unite as a nation and struggle against all countries that attempt to curb the spread of the religion, not just the West. Uyghur separatists typically refer to Xinjiang as East Turkestan. As much as East Turkestan is ours, the tragedies in the Caucasus are part of our history. Anatolia's long history of resistance, Bosnia's history of struggle are one and the same as East Turkestan's resistance history, Karagül argues. Anatolia is an ancient name for most of Turkey. Our cities turned to ruins. China has been applying genocide on the Uyghur people for years. India is carrying out massacres against Muslims. We know how Russia oppressed the Caucasians. We are generations surrounded on all four sides, Karagül continues. While these countries are carrying on a global war against Islam, they are also establishing organizations through Muslims in preparation to destabilize target countries and make them kneel. Karagül also alleged, suggesting that moderate Muslim groups are a threat to the Muslim world generally. Karagül's use of the term genocide is not unprecedented. In 2009, following a violent crackdown by Communist Party officials on Uyghurs in Xinjiang, Erdogan stated that the incidents in China are, simply put, a genocide. "There's no point in interpreting this otherwise," he emphasized. The Chinese regime replied by calling Erdogan's remarks irresponsible and groundless. Ultimately, Beijing allowed Erdogan to visit Xinjiang 3 years later to assess the situation himself, the first time in nearly three decades that a Turkish head of government made the trip. Rather than focus on treatment of Uyghurs, that visit centered on discussions of growing trade ties between China and Turkey. When news of crackdowns on the practice of Islam intensifying in Xinjiang emerged in 2015, the Turkish government used much less strident language than Erdogan 6 years prior. "Our people have been saddened over the news that Uyghur Turks have been banned from fasting or carrying out other religious duties in the Xinjiang region," the Turkish Foreign Ministry said in a statement. "Our deep concern over these reports have been conveyed to China's ambassador in Ankara." In response, Chinese Communist Party chief Xi Jinping invited Erdogan to cooperate on terrorism investigations. Chinese officials insist that eradicating public adherence to Islam is necessary in Xinjiang to combat radical Islamic terrorism. In order to promote even greater development of relations, China and Turkey must respect and give consideration to each other's core concerns, and deepen security and counterterrorism cooperation, Xi said in remarks to Erdogan relayed by the Chinese Foreign Ministry at the time. The robust Turkish economy of 2009 had by then largely yielded to a stagnant Turkish economy. which floundered further in 2018 after Washington imposed sanctions on the country over the imprisonment of American pastor Andrew Brunson. In August, just as the sanctions took hold, Erdogan announced that Turkey would involve itself more closely with China's Belt and Road Initiative, an economic plan to trap developing nations in debt and compromise their sovereignty to China. The Turkish government has not vocally condemned the treatment of Uyghurs in China since that announcement. Between the 2015 condemnation of Uyghur abuse and the 2018 Belt and Road announcement, the U.S. State Department, international journalists, and human rights NGOs confirmed the development of internment camps for Uyghurs and other Muslims, used to force them to abandon their faith and culture. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.